Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The new South African variant is already detected in Belgium. According to the Belgian Minister of Health, the patient returned from abroad and is not vaccinated. This variant has an extremely high number of mutations, which raises the question of the effectiveness of current vaccines. Pfizer and BioNTech laboratories are launching a study from today. The results are expected within 2 weeks. The World Health Organization ensures that it will take several weeks to understand its level of transmissibility and virulence. In the meantime, France has decided to close its borders with several countries in southern Africa. Meanwhile, Arnaud Fontanet calls for limiting private gatherings during end-of-year celebrations. The member of the Scientific Council says so in an interview with Le Parisien. According to a new study from the Institut Pasteur, private parties and nightclubs increase the risk of contracting the virus by 340% for people under the age of 40. Another day disturbed at the trial of the attacks of November 13th. For the second consecutive day, several defendants, including Salah Abdeslam, refused to attend the hearing. They protest against the absence of the Belgian investigators who have obtained the right to testify by video conference. 10 police officers were injured in Martinique last night, including 5 by bullets. Urban violence has agitated the island for several days, mainly because of the obligation to get vaccinated. The government spokesman, Gabriel Attal, denounced this morning this unacceptable violence. And tensions continue to rise between France and the United Kingdom. Gérald Darmanin cancels the visit of his British counterpart in Calais on Sunday in relation to the issue of migrants. The Minister of the Interior does not appreciate the statement of Boris Johnson, who asked France to take back the immigrants arriving in Great Britain. According to the entourage of Gérald Darmanin, these remarks are unacceptable. And to finish, no, the PSG is not trying to enlist Zinedine Zidane. According to the club's sporting director, no contact has been established with the former coach of Real Madrid. He also mentioned that he does not want the departure of the PSG coach Mauricio Pochettino. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.